Researchers from the University of South Florida investigating the Dozier School for Boys say one of the two people identified was found with a lead ball lodged in the remains of his hip. USF researcher Erin Kimmerly.
What it looks like is a small round metal object. It's lead. It looks very much like what you would see as pellets in a shotgun.
But Kimmerly says there's no way to determine if the projectile was a factor in the boy's death. He's identified as Sam Morgan, who entered the Reform School in 1915 at the age of 18. Hillsborough County Sheriff's Detective Greg Thomas is helping with the investigation. He says too much time has passed to tell if Morgan was killed or hurt by that pellet.
I mean, it could have been in a pocket. Clothing is completely eroded away. All it was just skeletal remains. Wouldn't be able to tell if maybe that particular child had placed that in a pocket, finding it, collecting it, whatever, or if it was an injury or wound that he incurred from a projectile.
Morgan was later used as an indentured servant at local farms and businesses, but he was never listed by the school as deceased. His family in the South Florida town of LaBelle has been notified, but there's no plans to rebury Morgan since his remains were intertwined with those of other boys at the school. The other person was identified as Bennett Evans, an employee at the school who died in a fire in the dormitory in 1914. Kimmerly says so far her team has found the remains of 51 children spread throughout 55 graves. Steve Newborn, WUSF 89.7 News.